Sung Hui Cho's history of mental problems has stoked an ongoing debate on college and university campuses. What should a school do when there are warning signs that a student might want to hurt himself or others? When do administrators have a responsibility to act? Earlier today, we spoke with Dr. Russ Fetterman. He's director of counseling and psychological services at the University of Virginia, another of the state's big schools.
If someone is perceived to be imminently dangerous to themselves or to others, then we have the ability to have them hospitalized, or at least to have an emergency custody order issued through a magistrate's office, and they would be taken to either the local emergency room or county mental health, be assessed, and determine whether they needed to be held for further treatment. But that's only in the instance of imminent danger to self or others. And where that danger isn't imminent, then there's not much that a university can do unless the student has already violated behavioral codes and has been disruptive.
Doctor, I've been looking at various websites where college mm-hmm. counseling offices have been talking about this topic, either through seminars or workshops or just, you know, by way of distributing information. And a few of these websites note that the worst response is no response. So it sounds like you're saying that your hands are tied. There's very little you can do. What do you need to see or to hear in order to act?
Well, let me correct that, Michelle. If and when students on our campus are disturbed and brought to our attention, we do everything we can. It isn't that there's no response. We really go to great measures to try to get them help. The problem is when they refuse. That is the problem. And usually that's when we're convening groups of other professionals and administrators and essentially doing interdisciplinary case management to try to decide what would be the best course of action.
If a student refuses to get help, even if they've been referred for counseling, how do you make sure that they do get help? How do you say get help or else?
We can't.
Nothing you can do. No other way to apply pressure. Can you bring in the parents? Can you turn to someone else, the dean, the chairman of the department that they're where their major
again,
is?
If they have been disruptive and they are in violation of codes of conduct, then the dean's office absolutely becomes involved, and the dean's office can bring pressure to bear upon them to receive help. If a student presents enough of a constellation of symptoms that we are highly worried about them, and if the dean feels that a psychological assessment may be absolutely necessary, they may go forward with an interim suspension and request that the student be assessed by us, and that would occur. But even that, all we can do is assess and provide recommendation to the dean's office.
Now, I know that we are on the outside looking in mm-hmm. in terms of what happened at Virginia Tech, but it's been reported mm-hmm. that some of his professors, his instructors, did raise concerns about his writing. In at least one case, a professor said students stopped showing up for class because they were uncomfortable around him. There was one professor, the poet Nikki Giovanni, said that she had actually had him escorted from class at one point. If we look
right.
at this in retrospect, what's the lesson there and how to handle a situation like that?
The lesson is that we pay close attention to student behavior. And the lesson is that we get as much involved as we can, at the same time being mindful of students' rights. And that leaves us with a gray area. And let me comment on the gray area, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
I think we would like to think that violence and tragedy is avoidable. We would like to think that we get up each day and we go out into the world and we live we experience a day of safety and relative stability. And if things go haywire, we like to find ways of preventing that in the future, such that if we can prevent it in the future, we can feel less anxious about life. But I think the reality is that human behavior is not always predictable. And the ways in which we can control individuals' behaviors when they have their own legal rights as adults is limited.
Dr. Fetterman, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. I appreciate it.
That was Dr. Russ Fetterman. He's the Director of Counseling and Psychological Services at the University of Virginia.